or your iPad while you're laying in bed enjoying your coffee, I encourage you to continue that. Kids, I should have started with the very first thing as Rabbit Rabbit. That's right. Rabbit Rabbit. It is the first day of August, Sunday, August 1st, 2016. Rabbit Rabbit, what the hell does that mean? Does that, a Pride 48 family members will know very well what that means, but you know, I think it's just superstition, right? It's just all superstition.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
What the hell does that mean?
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3409. Of the BFO for Monday the 1st of March 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all. Gonna tell you about my weekend and got more so-so questions, but Big Fatty, that month's over. Little lamb too. No, y'all, it's March, and you know March either comes in like a lamb or a lion. Oh, Big Fatty, I know you like the lion because they have the long hair. Well, yeah. Y'all, speaking of that, Dr. Stone back in the sent me something about the lion or the lamb, and y'all, it is something on the YouTubes. And let's just, y'all, it's 5 minutes long. I think we'll just put a link to this in the snow, in the show notes. But y'all, it's something from the Stargazer. But y'all, anyway, Big Fatty will include that in the show notes. For today, and Big Fatty, you're trying to listen to that and talk at the same time, and you're not doing either very well. Well, you know, what else is new? Big Fatty, you can say that again. Well, you know, whatever. What else is new? Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, this is the second time I'm recording this because y'all, I just went on and on and on talking about the weekend and everything and looked up and it wasn't recording. It was playing, but it wasn't recording. So I'm going to try to remember what I talked about. Y'all, poke belly. I couldn't remember poke belly when I recorded before, so remind me of that. Y'all, talked to you last on Thursday when I recorded the Fright. A little show, y'all, just a lovely weekend, y'all, it was just gorgeous, I tell you. The temperatures have been warm, but not hot, and there has not been a high humidity, until Sunday morning. I felt humidity in the air, and I went, oh, Lord, here it comes, what was I saying? Big Fatty, you were saying, here it comes. Oh, yeah. Y'all, it's, there's been a nice breeze, and I haven't really gotten sweaty, yet. I mean, a little bit, but y'all, part of it is because I need a haircut. Yes, Big Fatty, your gray is showing. But y'all, for right evening, Durwood, old pocketbook himself, treated us to the Swig and Swine. Y'all, if you've ever been to Charleston and Big Fatty didn't take you to the Swig and Swine, well, shame on Big Fatty. and by take you to the Swig and Swine is I'll drive and you pay. Big Fatty, you cheap ass! Durwood ordered the family dinner, and y'all, it's a lot of food, and quite frankly, it's cheaper than if everybody orders their own. But y'all, it comes with the pulled pork, the poke belly. Remember, I couldn't remember that. The brisket. It comes with the smoked turkey. It comes with the smoked sausage. It comes with chicken wings. Did I mention brisket? Yes. And there's something else. Ribs. And Durwood ordered some extra ribs and a half a smoked chicken to go with it. And, y'all, it was just lovely. And there was lots left over. Durwood, I think the reason Durwood always orders extra, you know, he's like, oh, well, I didn't know how many we might have, and oh, I didn't know how hungry everybody was. Y'all, he just wanted to take that shit home with him. Yes, Big Ready, do you blame him? Oh, and it comes with three sides. Also, we had the cone pudding, we had the pickled, vegetables, and we had the vinegar, slaw. You know, it does not contain the mayonnaise, so Big Fatty will eat that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we had plenty of cocktails and wine and all. Big Fatty had wine. I had wine on Friday night, and y'all, we played some cards, or y'all, we played a game. Granny calls it high-low or something like that, and you throw... Everybody puts in, you know, the dealer decides, okay, everybody put in 25 chips into the pot, and and then the dealer gives the person to his left one card and then a second card, and you have to bet if the next card will land in the middle between those two cards. And if you know, you can take money. Let's say there's 100 chips in the pot. If you think, let's say you got an ace and a two, well, you know, y'all, that's, you've got a pretty good chance that that's going to be the case. Now, it could come up, well, the next card is an ace or a two, but you say, okay, well, I'm going to bet all those 100 chips in the pot. And y'all, if you're right, you get whatever you bet. If you're wrong, you got to put that many in. So, you know, the smaller the window between the two cards, the less chance you're going to win. And if you don't want to play them, you just say, nope, not going to play them. And it goes to the next person. Y'all, it was really quite fun. It's especially fun because Granny just cackles. Y'all, he's like Mr. Cackle Jr. He just cackle. You know, Granny and Mr. Cackle together would be the Cackle Girl, the Cackle Twins, you know, like the Double Mint Twins of the Cackle Twins. Bleh, Fatty, you're not making sense. Y'all, Saturday, y'all, it was another lovely day. Y'all, I've been sitting on the veranda, and y'all, to tell you the truth, I've taken several little nipper naps on the veranda, and y'all, it's just, I'm telling you, it's just lovely. Y'all caught up on some of my TV shows Sunday, got up, had my coffee and everything, and y'all, I cooked me a poke roast in the cracker pot Saturday night, and then Sunday, I've made some fresh fried Brussels sprouts and some stewed squash, as my mother would call it. It's just cut up yellow squash and onions, and you put some butter in there and a little water and salt and pepper, and just let it cook down. And yes, because it's just kind of like mush. Well, okay. And so, y'all, I think I'm going to have me a vegetable plate for my supper, you know, with the Brussels sprouts and the squash. And, y'all, I may throw a little of that poke on it, too. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you can't have a vegetable plate without poke. And, y'all, I think that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah. Gussie, y'all had to go back to the so-so question decks. Desks. And find out about the you know, we had the question come up about the toilet paper, the toilet tissue, over the top or underneath, and y'all are gonna go check in. In fact, judges, I'm gonna ask that you lock in your answers to that question, whether it'd been used before, and if you're allowed to reuse, and if are there double points. So lock in your answers now. And y'all, that Peter G weighed in, and he says, the so-so question desk says, repeat so-so questions do count again in current contests, but only for one entry, no double entries. Well, Peter G, thank you so much for that. And y'all, Kathy Marshall went on to say, dear McFaddy, the winning question from 2018 called in by Jay the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy Ron was indeed a toilet paper over or under. You clarified, back in 2018 that the correct answer is over. Under is vulgar. Farmer Jimmy's... Farmer Jimmy's so-so question might be allowable since he offered a third option. Do you set it on the back of the tank? Well, I think Peter G has already told us it was allowable. Now, the so-so question desk adds that, quote, like a rabid raccoon, end quote, because only an animal leaves the roll on the back of the tank. the SSQD in the San Francisco. Well, I think we've got our answer there. So, Jimmy Farmer or Farmer Jimmy, does she bake a cherry pie? Billy Boy, Big Betty, who's Billy Boy? I don't know. Your question will be allowed, but there will be no additional points for it being a repeat. So y'all, let's go back to some more so-so questions. Y'all, these are all from that Dennis in the Colorado Springs, and y'all, he just unloaded. Hey, that sounds vulgar. He says, dear Fat, when we know that we have a name for material that forms on an uncut penis, my question is, what is the name of the material that forms on the end of old-fashioned glass catsup bottles, and is it edible? first of all, Dennis, thank you so much for the questions. Always lovely to hear from you, even if it's only during a so-so question month. But Dennis, the name of that hardened old catsup is not edible. I can tell you that right now. Absolutely a so-so question, not edible because it's catsup. And it's prune catsup. He says, may I ask another question? Absolutely a so-so question. Of course you can ask another one. Y'all, have you ever ingested a kumquat? Another so-so question. Y'all, the closest I've come to a kumquat was when I played each of the fathers in the Fantastics. There's a plantar radish, get a radish, not a Brussels sprout. That's why I love vegetables. You know what they're about. Plant a turnip, get a turnip, not or something. But there's a kumquat in there somewhere. But that's as close as I've gotten to a kumquat. Although maybe a cum squat. Ready for that? Next, he says, may I ask another question? Big Fatty, yes. And the next one is, what fast food restaurant has the best ice? Now, This is bordering on an excellent question, but I'm gonna let it slide, because I don't know that you can limit it to just one fast food restaurant. But the one that comes to my mind right now is in Charleston, and it's called the what's it called? It'll come to me in a minute. It's the Raisin Cane's, and y'all, it's that kind of chippy ice. It's not like slices, but it's chippy chunks. Yes, we've had chippy chunks, and that's my favorite ice. And like I say, I know that there are other places that have that, the chippy chunks, but and again, that was bordering on an excellent question, but I'm just gonna say so. Next on his list, he says, "May I ask another question, Big Fatty?" He says, "Is it a bar of soap or a cake of soap, Big Fatty? May I answer this one, because this is absolutely so." Sure, you go ahead and answer it. Well, Big Fatty, nobody likes to eat a cake made of soap. So it's a bar of soap, even though nobody likes to go to a bar and order soap. So really, it's just soap. It's just it's a piece of soap is what it is. Well, there you go, Dennis. Next, he says, "May I ask another question, Big Fatty?" He's milking it. He's like a dairy. He's like a dairy, just hooking it up to the teat. Black or blue ink pen? Absolutely a so-so question. I will tell you that personally, and perhaps it's the editor in me. I like a red pen, but a black or a blue, I tend to. I really don't care. Very so-so. I like both. So there you go. He says, next up, he says, "May I ask another question, Big Fatty?" I'm glad I'm not Kathy Marshall. Well, anyway, absolutely a so-so question. Then he says, "How often do you cut your toenails, Dennis?" I think the easiest, absolutely a so-so question. The easiest way to describe my toenail cuttings more often than Steve the Tater or Old Crooked Hat, because Steve the Tater is always talking about having to go get his hooves taken care of, and Old Crooked Hat, we know talons, that's the word I'm looking for. And his final question that he's got for us is, "May I ask another question, Big Fatty?" I'm just gonna have to say no instead of so-so. Well, okay, Kay. Dennis, thank you so much. Oh, dear Gussie, thank you so much for filling up a good 15 minutes of today's little show. Y'all, we still got more so-so questions. Some of them are voice letters, too. So we'll get to them by the end of the month, I guess. Y'all, don't forget, go over and watch that documentary Dr. Stone sent us about the lamb or the lion. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, that was George in Atlanta, and you know he does the This Week in Gay and the North and South of Things. And George, what did you think about all those questions that Dennis asked today?
What the hell does that mean?
Oh, well, it means, what did you think of all those questions Dennis asked today?
You can comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.